This is Bruising Bros episode number 44.
Woohoo!
Special express episode. This is coming your way.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do some stouts.
Yep.
But more importantly, we're going to give you some information about our giveaway contest.
I'm excited about this.
From Fuel Digital Designs.
Yes.
Ready for this, Don?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Two brothers,
three beers.
Let's go! I'm the Bruiser.
I'm the Don Ernesto.
We are sponsored by Niagara Craft Brewery Tours.
And Fuel Digital Designs.
We're going to give you some more information about the contest. We've been talking about a giveaway contest we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's going to be good.
We're going to give all that info out at the end of this episode. So stay tuned for that.
And we do have a theme for today, correct?
Yeah, we got a theme, which is 1972. Ooh. So we're not going to give it away just yet.
Okay,
all right. But it's going to all link in Inception style or whatever, you know, picture any kind of movie where you don't know what's going on
throughout the whole movie.
So you're going to find out what that's about near the end here.
Perfect.
But let's get into this. First on the docket, we've got the Draft Nitro Stout by Cowbell Brewing. It's a 4.2%. What's the literature on that one, Doc?
Whew. Another Ringer of a Winner by Cowbell Brewing Company, brewed with Canadian two-row malted barley, cookie-like oats, dark chocolatey malts, and nitrogenated to elevate its silky cocoa character.
Yeah.
Pours midnight black with chocolate, oatmeal, cookies, coffee, and baked breads.
Does it get all that? Baked breads, cookies. You know that makes me smile.
Okay. This is the kicker for me, though. Okay. I love this.
And what was that?
To all the craft breweries out there, please do this.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Pair with steak topped with garlic butter and fries.
I love that. It's so specific.
Yeah, I want this so much more though on the can.
I'm almost a little disappointed that you didn't make me a steak for this episode, Don. You've been known to make a good steak. I'd love to be, you know, cutting into a piece right now.
Yeah, but topped with garlic butter and fries.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into this first beer. Let's pour it up. We're going to sniff it. We're going to see if it has any aroma. But
that nitro pop.
Did it pop?
Yep.
Ooh, so did mine. Everybody at home heard that one for sure.
Oh, it's coming out nice and creamy.
Look at how creamy that is, eh?
Like a milkshake.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a milkshake. It pours right out of the can. It's almost like that thickness that they were describing to us. Characteristic of an oatmeal stout for sure.
Yep. Very nice.
As we're sniffing it, smelling it, and getting our first taste of it.
Put your schnoz in it.
I got pop culture highlights of 1972.
Okay.
What are you smelling there? Yeah, chocolate. Yeah. Chocolate's power. That's the
powerhouse.
First thing that's...
powerhouse.
It is. It's a powerhouse of chocolate.
Yeah.
Just so pleasant all around. Cocoa, chocolate, maltiness. It feels like I have a milkshake in my hand.
Yes, it does.
I don't want to put a straw in there, even though we debunked that a couple episodes back.
Yes, correct.
Straws were invented for beer, but you know, that's a different episode.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, bro.
Taste this. Try to keep quiet. Oh, yeah. Great way to start off.
Oh.
Creaminess coating my whole mouth. Going to let that ruminate a little bit.
That ferment in your mouth.
Ferment in my mouth. Okay, so we got some categories for you, Don.
Sure.
So remember, 1972. Don and I were not born in 1972. But again, it's going to tie into our topic at the end here.
Yep.
So you have some categories, okay?
Okay.
So you pick from these categories.
I'm picking one, okay.
Technology, entertainment, beer, science, and sports.
Sports.
Okay, we're going to go with sports right off the bat. So... the Oakland Athletics won the World Series. The Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl. The LA Lakers were NBA champions.
Mm.
And the Boston Bruins clinched the Stanley Cup.
Woo-hoo.
That's the key for this one here.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
So I'm going to take another swig, but this is so pleasant
ahead.
To start
Very
off.
Pleasant,
you know
what?
This is reminding me a little bit of a double chocolate kind of stout that we've had in the past.
I took a few sips while you were reading, and I'm trying to really see those other flavors that I'm getting in there. Cookies, bread, is it all mixing? Do you taste that?
I think they blended it perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even that getting, I don't know, in my mind, am I expecting a Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie?
Fair enough.
What am I expecting?
Yeah,
right?
What am I expecting too?
Like, but
I
mean, that creaminess,
it's
that
there.
Milkshake feel to it, that mouth feel. I'm going to, maybe something else we're going to talk about. Mouth feel.
Yeah.
The mouth feel of this. Like
the
when
mouth
it's,
feel.
Right? You know,
okay.
You're kind of like the drinking it. It's pleasant. Like, I don't know. It's
how
like,
does it feel on your mouth?
Let's take another swipe. All right. Before we rank
job.
It, let's
great
do
job.
Another category because I got a few here today.
Okay, go ahead.
Which are the one you want? We got technology, entertainment, beer, science.
Is science an own category? Let's do science.
Okay, science. So, here we go.
Yeah.
First of all, 1972, this was a weird one.
Okay.
Was the longest year in history.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's what basically happens, and I felt like an idiot because I didn't know this. Okay. So they added a second leap second. So it was one of those years has a leap year just like we just had.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
I didn't know about this adding a second business though. Did you?
No.
So I guess it's common, and I guess it's all over the place too, but they said they started adding leap seconds from 1972 to 2020, but I think it's also current. Like they're going to continue to do it in the future.
Okay.
However,
how come I've never noticed this?
I know. For 1972,
I guess
they added two leap seconds.
Two leap seconds.
So as a result, 1972, what do they got? It says that it was exactly 21 months, but that doesn't make sense. It was 366 days because of the leap day.
Okay.
And 2 seconds long. 2 seconds longer.
All right.
So, you know me. I went to verify it. I did. I verified it with a few other websites.
Fact check.
I will say this. Something else came up that technically, and I don't even know how this is possible, but they were saying that actually in 46 BC, there was a day that was 440, a year that was 445 days long. So okay. Done.
Are you good?
Remember that one where you're gulping it? Like, again, look at our glasses.
Oh my God.
Right? It's almost done. It's creamy. If you like that creamy kind of stout, I'm not going to say it's a dessert stout because it's not overly sweet. We've had some sweeter ones like cinnamon and, you know, other flavors like this.
Yep.
This is just creamy and smooth all the way through.
This is a good starter for me. I like to sometimes start with stouts when I'm going out, but this is great.
Solid. I think I'm ready to rank.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Again, this was the draft. Nitro Stout by Cowbell Brewing. Great way to start off this special podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for the reveal?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Three,
let's go.
Two, and one. 7.9 for the Don Ernesto. 8.2 for me.
Nice.
The Bruiser.
Woo.
Great way to start off.
Absolutely.
We got our second beer.
Looking forward to that one.
When we come back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yuppers.
This one's exciting, the Don Ernesto.
Yeah. Well, between the can, the way it looks, and when I saw it on the shelf, the literature.
Yes.
I'm just excited.
We'll get to literature in a minute. Yeah. Let's tell them what it is. So we got the Winter Beard Nitro Latte Stout by Muskoka Brewery. It's a 4.5%. We did one of these Winter Beards before, but that one kicked our ass. That was at 10%.
Yeah, it was the Wizard one, I believe. Yeah,
you brought this one over, and I'm like, oh, man, are we doing another one of those? I wasn't sure, but I saw it was a 4.5. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that seems manageable.
Yeah,
but yeah, go ahead and read up what they say.
So bring your coffee game to the next level with Winter Beard Nitro Latte Stout. For the ultimate experience, and this is going to be very, very cool, first gently shake the can, pour hard, and then witness the gentle cascading that builds a luxurious and creamy foam, just like the latte from your favorite coffee shop. Crafted with organic espresso beans from Muskoka Roastery, this velvety smooth sipper will be sure to keep you warm.
It just sounds fantastic.
So velvet, right? Coffee, right? Latte, the creaminess, like, you know, fancy coffee, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're describing it as. So,
yes, sir.
This isn't the one that we have to shake, right?
Or this is the one we're shaking.
Oh, okay. Did you mention that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I wasn't even listening.
Yet. Yeah. Where were you in another?
I don't know. I was captivated by the way you were describing it. So I was going to say.
I'm glad to have that.
Perfect.
I have the paper towels next to me just in case because.
We're known to make a few little spillages.
Well, there was a debate about what lightly shaking it is. Yeah,
I
right?
mean, don't vigorously. It's
The other one was vigorous. Remember the one?
Yes.
We had to pound it in vigorously.
Oh, wait. Okay, so shake it gently.
Yeah.
So how are we doing this?
What was your technique? You said kind of like a quarter.
Maybe like that?
Yeah.
Oh, was that too bad?
I don't know. I was just going to kind of go like this a couple of times.
All right.
I don't shake it now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Lightly shake. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Muskoka.
They know what they're talking about. And pour hard. Pour hard.
Yeah. Is that what it said too?
Yeah.
Pour hard. Okay. All right. Look at the sound of this. ASMR is going on right now. Wow. Oh, my gosh. The color of this one, too. So it's not pouring in as thick. And you got a picture perfect cascading glass.
Look at that foam just cascading.
Yeah, perfect.
It looks really good. Yeah,
you know, we'll smell this one. I'm probably gonna let it dissipate a little bit, which will give me time to go on to my next 1972 pop culture history statistic, whatever you want to call it.
Woohoo!
It smells pretty good though. Oh, that coffee. Oh. This one is more of a coffee. This is like
a strong coffee. Yeah.
You would think that you're brewing coffee in this room right now.
Yes.
Right. And you're smelling it. And it's like, you know, I'm going to get my cup of coffee, you know, but yeah, that looks great overall. Cool. All right. We got another category that you want to pick yours on. We got,
what do we got?
We still got technology, entertainment, beer. And
let's go technology.
Technology. All right, here we go. Pong became the first commercially successful video game.
Pong.
So you could buy it like a console, and
you say like Pong, like a
Pong. Pong.
Oh, Pong. Like Pong. Yeah, yeah.
Blink,
yep.
Blink,
yep.
Yep. Blink. Right. Yep. Boring. Boring as hell. You know, but people went nuts because, like, you know, there was a ball moving on the screen, kind of thing.
Yes.
How much do you think it was to buy the Pong game console, whatever you want to call
$39.99.
$99. $98.
Okay, yeah, wow. Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, that's a while back, right?
Couple more here. Almost ready. Yeah, I'm going to take another sniff of it.
Sniffer?
Why can't I say sniff? It's funny because there's certain words that we've been listening to Spit and Chicklets a lot that you know, Biz Nasty can't say. And I'm catching myself doing the same thing.
Wait, can't say sniff?
And I don't know.
What?
I keep on thinking that swig, sniff. Okay, but swig, the last time I sounded like an idiot, like I don't
swig.
Just smell it, right? I'm trying to sound, you know, I didn't want to smell it one more time. Anyways, the digital watch debuted in 1972. Okay.
Ooh.
Now, I'm going to say this. It wasn't one of those cheap Casio, plastic
Timex.
This one was actually I can't remember what the name. I should have written down what the name of the company was, but guess how much this digital watch cost?
$70.
All right, I'll give you another hint because it's way higher than that.
Okay, higher.
It's a gold watch.
Okay,
yeah, it's a gold digital watch.
$1,000.
$2,100.
Okay.
So they pumped that out.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people bought them.
In 1972.
Maybe somebody out there has an original one. I'd love to see a pic. You know, post it on Instagram.
Sure.
Yeah, see if they have it.
Yep.
And then one other one in this technology category. We got the first scientific calculator, the HP 35, was released in 1972.
Wow.
Guess the price of that one. Scientific, you know, those fancy calculators, cosine, whatever. All
110.
$395 bones for that one,
moly,
man.
Holy, back in 72.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's equivalent to buying like a, you know, MacBook Pro or something like that. So
look at this foam. It's just kind of settled. It looks great.
It's perfect.
I could just, it almost looks like a creme brulee.
Oh, wow.
Got a nice spoon there.
Creme brulee latte.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, bro.
Okay. So this one has a...
Wow.
That coffee bean...
Yeah.
Espresso. There's a creaminess, almost
there
like,
is.
And I'm literally talking about cream that you would put in. That's maybe the nitro part. That is what you would get in one of the fancy coffees, like from Starbucks.
Yeah,
this has a good taste to it. Whew. Good flavor, right?
Very. Like I'm trying to. It's very delightful.
It is delightful. It's kind of interesting because it's kind of like, is it swaying to more of a dessert beer or like the other one? I would say I would have that with any kind of food.
Correct. I agree with
you. And they told you with a steak.
Yep.
I don't know. This one might not be steak.
Yeah.
App. Maybe the end
maybe
of the
dinner. Maybe an app. Yeah, I agree with you. A dessert for sure.
So
I think so.
Take another swig here. I'm enjoying it.
I find it does have a lot more creaminess to it.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I like that.
This is a standalone almost, right?
For sure.
You don't need to eat anything with this. This is kind of, you know, you want to sit down on the couch. Right?
Yeah.
Just relax.
Fire,
maybe watching a game.
Maybe roasting chestnuts.
Yeah, maybe watching a hockey game. Nice. Hint.
Castagna.
Right? Castagna, yeah. They do that. Roast up the castagna.
Yes.
You have a nice bowl beside you. In one hand, you have this in your other hand.
Yes.
Yeah, warm and toasty. This makes you feel warm and toasty.
Yeah, and I think they said that really in their literature. They said, you know, it's nice and cozy type of beer.
Yeah, cozy.
Which
that's
is great.
What it is, right?
Yeah,
comfort.
Muskoka does always a good job, and they pinpointed that.
It's almost like you associate soup as being a comfort food.
Yeah.
This is a comfort beer.
Yeah, I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm on fire today with
you are.
All these analogies.
Like, you're off the charts. I was a little bit worried at the beginning. You got a lot going on.
We do.
We have a lot
I'm
going
kicking
on.
In the gear here.
Yeah,
I got a comfort beer. I like it. It's making me feel happy and warm inside.
Are we ready to go?
I think so. I'm going to take one more swig, but I think I'm ready to go here.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, this was the Wintered Beard Nitro Latte Stout from the Muskoka Brewery. And so I guess just be careful out there. You might see if you've had that Winter Beard in the past like we did, you know, this is totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So
don't
this
let
series,
it turn you off because the series is,
And you said they had a few other beers
I think
in
I saw
line,
one too.
Right?
The winter one we had, was it an IPA?
So I would classify it as maybe an imperial stout. I'm not sure if
okay, the first one they had. Yeah. Because I did see an IPA on the winter series.
Okay, so we haven't had that one for sure. Yeah. So yeah, maybe we have to try that one in the future.
Yep.
I got my score locked in. I think LeBron does too. Here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
Sorry.
Oh, bang, bang.
Woohoo!
8.0 from the Donner Nesto. 8.0 from me, the Bruiser.
Check them out. Winter beer. Fantastic.
We got our third beer when we come back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Woo!
Last on the docket.
Yes, sir.
We got the Shipman Stout by DeKew Falls Brewing Company. It's a 4.3%. I think it's the second DeKew Falls we've had on here.
Yep.
So, and just this season, right? So,
that's correct. We're trying to get out there.
What are they saying about that beer, Don?
Classic Stout is a velvety, full-bodied brew featuring a robust malt flavor with notes of roasted coffee and chocolate that'll linger in your mouth.
Chocolate. It's going to linger in my mouth. I'm going to see if it's going to linger in my mouth.
Another coffee.
I'm talking about mouth feel.
Coffee.
Maybe that's what
coffee.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Mouth feel. Is it going to linger in my mouth?
Okay.
That's it, you know? So they just said it, so I guess we'll see.
First one you top with steaks and butter and fries.
Yes. Yeah. This one?
This one? Lingering.
Lingering. It's going to linger.
All right. No shaking here, though. Don't shake it.
Oh, don't shake it. No. Okay. I still have the paper towels nearby just in case I need them, I guess. But I think we're in the clear with this
This one. Very, very dark.
Or extremely dark.
Extremely dark.
Midnight black. Yeah. Absolutely.
Ooh, this one's cascading, too, which I like. Very, very
absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. I know we're putting it in the wrong type of glass.
You
know, whatever it is. But, you know, I'll do my little sniff.
Yep.
And then we got some more categories. I think we got a couple more categories we're going to go through here. But
yes.
Okay. A little bit at the ends there.
Slight. Very slight.
Subtle. Though I'm wondering if that's going to be what's going to come with this.
I just stuck my nose kind of a beer, in the
phone. You put it right in there? Okay. So I'm going to let that sit there for a second.
All right.
So we did technology. We didn't do entertainment.
Okay.
So I think you'll like this.
Do it up.
Okay. So entertainment. The Godfather.
Yeah.
Was originally released in 1972.
Okay.
However, it did not win the Oscar.
Right.
That's kind of a trick question.
Okay.
It wasn't eligible that year. It won the next year.
Okay.
So 1973 it won.
Yeah.
But what did win in 1972 was The French Connection.
Ooh.
Gene Hackman. Roy Scheider, that's the guy from Jaws.
Okay.
FBI agents, heroin,
trying to
crack down on that.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman.
I like Gene.
I like Gene Hackman a lot, too.
He was good at Crimson Tide.
Denzel
Washington.
Yeah. And this one caught me off guard because, maybe as Canadians, we weren't exposed to this kind of content at the time. But HBO premiered in 1972.
Ooh, okay.
So there was sort of the first television service to be directly transmitted and distributed to individual cable television.
Fantastic.
I don't think Canada got cable television until way later.
Yeah, no.
So HBO had been
around since then. Fantastic. Great. I like these little tidbits.
I think I got to do the beer one, right?
It's my last one.
I got to do the beer one. Okay.
Finish it off.
1972. The price for a six-pack was $2.07. Average price. This was, I'm going to say American, so Canadian.
Okay.
Triple that, basically.
Yeah. back then, eh?
Yeah. Can you probably guess what the most popular beer 1972 was?
American?
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
I mean, you had Coors Banquet was also in the mix. Yeah, Miller Lite was also in the mix. You know, all beers we don't drink at all.
The champagne of beers.
Yeah, champagne of beers. Yeah. So,
okay.
That's it, I guess. Okay. 1972.
All right.
Stay tuned. You'll understand why I've been talking about 1972 when we talk about our giveaway coming up.
Look nice and fluffy, eh?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. It does. It looks nice and very fluffy, actually.
Very fluffy,
you're right about that.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to give this a sip?
Yep. I don't need to smell it.
Let's go.
Sip it.
All right. This one has the most, in terms of a punch, for flavor.
Oh, yes.
And think coming up for you right off the bat, trying to decipher what it actually is. Maltiness, right?
That's what I'm tasting on the back end.
Yeah. The back end. Yep. So that's the coating of the mouth is the maltiness. I think this is, again, going to be one of those ones that's with every sip.
For sure. I'm going to take another sip. It's
lingers a bit. I'm going to take another sip right away because I have a feeling.
You're going to taste some more.
Yeah. I'm going to see how many sips until I taste chocolate, basically. Didn't get it with the second one either. A lot of roastiness to this.
Yeah, saying that the chocolate is the one that's going to linger in your mouth, right?
I'm getting the malt.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I think. It's not a sweet chocolate, at least, right? No. So, you know, if they're talking chocolate,
like dark chocolate,
we know there's a big difference. Like, go ahead and try to give your 5-year old daughter or son, Chips Ahoy cookie with dark chocolate chips. They won't even eat it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They want that milk fake chocolate stuff that's packed with sugar.
Yeah,
that's not what you're getting with this. So, you're getting maybe it's a dark chocolate. Did you take a third swig yet? Or?
Not yet.
All right, I'm gonna take one more. Yeah, I wish I was getting a little bit more of that chocolate.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm tasting it. It's for sure more malty. Sorry.
It's on the smoother end.
Yes.
Right? You know, you can definitely drink this comfortably. You know, you're sitting around. I don't think it's going to overpower your food, but I don't know if I'm going to have this with a steak.
No. I think it's almost like the previous one we had where it's more of a you're there. You're
before dinner or after dinner kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? The before dinner aperitif. Yep. Aperitif
or a digestivo.
Yeah. Right?
You want to digest? Here, have one of these.
I think so. I think it might be that kind of a beer, I guess.
Digest?
That's true. The digestivo beer, right?
Yes, yeah. Digest it.
Or were those the sours that you tried last week?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Fire, right?
Fire.
All right. I got to take one more swig. I think I would rank this one.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So, again, this was the Shipman Stout by Taquin Falls Brewing Company. Solid beer. It's what you would expect from a stout. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Sure.
3, 2, 1. Boom. 7.9 from the Don Ernesto, 7.8 from me, the Bruiser. Good all around. I would say I would
fantastic
have
lineup.
Any one of these stouts again.
For sure.
Just gotta you gotta decide what you're gonna have it with. I'd have the first one with steak for sure. My second one was my comfort beer. This one I have it with an appetizer.
And like honestly, I think that that's what we need more of on the cans. I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see it too.
What can we pair this with?
What are you going
for?
What does
it go well with, right?
Yeah, what are you going for?
I think that would be a good addition to someone who's getting into the craft beer and wants to know, okay, well, I like the beer. What can I have it with?
Don't go away. Right. Usually I'm like, stick around, closing comments. No, this one's important. Right.
Yes.
When we come back, we are going to give you the details about our giveaway contest from Fuel Digital Designs.
Woohoo!
Stick around.
Yeah.
We are back.
Great show.
Yeah. Seltz were fantastic.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by Niagara Craft Brewery Tours. What's that promo code, Don?
Yes, folks, pop in there on their website if you want a tour. 20% off from us, Brews and Bros, BrewsNBros, and take advantage of a tour with them, 20% off. Niagara Craft Brewery Tours.
We have Fuel Digital Designs as our other sponsor.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they could see it back here. I'm just kind of taking a look in our camera. So we got a new piece on the wall here.
Yeah.
Right? So we were cartoonified, I guess, by
I think you're totally blocking it right now.
Am I blocking it?
Right there.
You see it right there? So it's over there. We're going to have to readjust that. We got to put that front and center somewhere.
For sure.
But more importantly, and I'm going to reveal it in a second. So, I just want to talk a little bit. So Tony at Fuel Digital Designs, he wanted to create a print that's going to capture all of our personalities. He's a quirky, creative guy. He knows that we're quirky, creative people. We love nostalgia. He did the splash wall, as you guys know about it. So, knowing that we're also big sports fans, he decided to go with an iconic image. He decided to go with an image of Bobby Orr drinking what we can only assume is beer out of that Stanley Cup, right, Don?
Love it. Yes.
Take a look at this bad boy.
It's fantastic, man.
This is it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what's up for grabs, right? Any hockey fan would love to have this.
Oh, my God. As a Canadian kid growing up, if you played hockey, like, you dream of winning the Stanley Cup. If you make it to the NHL. Like,
drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
And Bobby Orr, come on.
Bobby Orr, right? You put this anywhere, right? You can put this above the kitchen table if you want.
For sure.
I'd put this anywhere in the house.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
man cave in the basement.
Special. One of one print.
One of one. Right? This is one of one print, so he's not going to print any more of these. So this is what's up for grabs. So a little bit of a different kind of contest here, though, okay? It's not just about, liking and tagging, that kind of stuff. So first of all, though, follow us on Instagram if you aren't already. I don't know why you wouldn't be, but that's first, okay?
Absolutely.
Number two, tag. Sorry, no, don't tag. You're going to also follow Fuel Digital Designs.
Correct.
And then here's the big one, okay? We're going to give you three buzzwords starting today. We're going to give it to you in a few seconds here.
Yep.
So there's going to be a buzzword in this episode, episode 44, another buzzword in episode 45, and then in episode 46, there's going to be the third buzzword.
For sure.
So you're going to have a three-day window there. We got, between March 25th and midnight, March 27th.
Correct.
DM us on Instagram those three buzzwords. You're in the contest.
That's it.
Just simple as that.
And we'll reveal the winner.
Yeah, we're going to reveal the winner at the beginning of April.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, for sure.
we'll let you know for sure. So, first buzzword today.
Yes.
So this is the first buzzword of the contest. So write this down.
Listen up,
put
folks.
It in your phones.
Here it is.
The first word is hat trick.
Love it.
Hyphenated hat trick. Bobby Orr, I don't know how many hat tricks he had. Maybe I should have had that ready to go.
Yeah,
Back
that's
up
already, yeah, spiel, it's but, okay.
Anyways, that's the first buzzword. So.
Excited about that, man. That's awesome. Tony, great job.
All right.
This was fun, man.
It was fun, like always, right?
For sure. Stouts, great. All three of them.
Yeah. All good all around.
That's it. We're done.
I guess we got to get out of here, right?
Let's go.
All right. Two brothers.
Three beers.
We're out.